Hello, familia. What's up? So, this week was pretty freaking awesome. Not gonna lie. It was very fun. So, oh yeah, and sorry if you can like hear music in the background. Elder Hill's playing some fun Christian music stuff. Alright, so, let's see. What day was Monday? Okay, well, Monday we had a zone activity, which was really fun. We went to this really awesome, like, church that was... I think I might have sent pictures, actually. I can't remember. But if I sent pictures, then yeah, it was cool. We played, like, a big game of volleyball, ate some awesome empanadas. Let's see, we also did, like, a little, like, scavenger hunt thing that was pretty fun. It was like a scripture scavenger hunt thing. Typical missionary games. But yeah, so it was awesome. Then let's see, Tuesday, we had a, like our district meeting. Then after our district meeting, I went on an intercambio again with Elder Araujo. He's one of the zone leaders. He's from Brazil, Sao Paulo, I think. And, that was super fun. He knows like quite a bit of English because he was actually like lived in the States for like 10 months or something. So that was cool. We just did like a bunch of Ali Base. It was great. And then, oh yeah, an Ali Base is like open your mouth, like a contact thing. So if I ever use that, that's what that means. let's see. And then, after that, we had our Cito with Nestor, but it kind of stunk, so we were going to try to have a member come with us to that Cito, Hermano Miranda, but he couldn't because he had a friend come, and like we'd already like set it up and everything, so we go to his house, and he's like, all right, what do you want? And he has like another friend at his house, and we're like, we have a lesson in like 10 minutes with this, our investigator who has a baptismal date. Yeah, sorry, I have a friend here, so, like, I don't think I can come, so we're like, oh, darn, we're like, that's not gonna be fun, but then we, ended up going, to Nestor's house, and actually, he had something else that he couldn't do, so we couldn't even meet with him, which was, like, kind of stunk, because we were gonna ask him to go to church, on, like, this past Sunday, because in order for him to be baptized on the 14th, he would have had to go, and he didn't, so we're going to have to push that back, but we'll see. And then, so that was pretty awesome. We were able to actually find some other people through, like, contacting that were actually pretty interested, like, after we, like, weren't able to talk to Nestor. So that was awesome, because, like, I don't know, we need more investigators. but yeah, it was good. We and then let's see, Wednesday morning we went out, and I was with Elder Araujo still because we were still on our intercambio. And then what happened was we were doing like some street contacts, and we saw this lady like walking with some groceries or something, or she was just walking to work, or I don't know. But Elder Araujo was like, oh, hey, I think we should go talk to her. So we went over and we started talking to her. And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. I'd be interested to hear what you guys have to say. And so that was awesome. So we actually went back later this week. And I'll tell you how that went because it was awesome. And so then, let's see. I've been experimenting with cooking this week. I know it's like typical me to just like experiment with cooking, but it was fun. So I got like a recipe for banana bread. We made banana bread, but I put in like, you're supposed to do 3 bananas, 2 eggs. I did 3 eggs, 2 bananas. So it was really eggy and not very banana-y. So it wasn't very good, but we're going to try again tonight and see if I can fix that. Cause we have an activity tomorrow and I have to bring stuff for breakfast. And so, yeah. but yeah, that was fun. Let's see. Yeah, this week was like super cold at the beginning of the week. And that was pretty fun. That would be Elder Chandler. Elder Chandler, say hi.
Hello.
There you go.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? We're not in Spain.
Decís vosotros.
Decís vosotros. Sí. But yeah, so that was awesome. Let's see, so now we're at Thursday. Or Friday. Oh, yeah, Thursday I didn't write in my journal. Oops. But Thursday, let's see, what happened on Thursday? I don't know. We probably did something fun. But then after that, yeah, I've just been doing, like, normal missionary stuff. Just looking through Antigos, whatever. And then Friday we had our weekly planning, which was fun. It was fun because, like, we were able to plan out, like, everything that we're trying to do. We're trying to focus more on, like, working well with the members, because right now it feels like we're just kind of, like, the missionaries that come and eat at their house, and, like, we don't really have a relationship with them, and so we're changing that, which is really awesome. Like, we're having a lot more success, I feel like, now that we're kind of, like, shifting gears. So that's good. And then after our, our weekly planning, I went on another intercambio, which is so, like, that's, like, the best part of having a district leader companion, is you get to do intercambios, like, a ton. but I was actually with Elder Hill. He's the other elder that's, like, new, that came in the same day as me. So that was fun, because we're both, like, brand new, and we were working in the area. We actually had a cita with somebody. And so, like, we actually had two, I think. Yeah, we had two. But, yeah, so that was really fun. We went, like, the night we just kind of, we just really only, like, contacted, like, Friday night. Let's see. So, yeah, so we, let's see, now we're on Friday, right? Oh, yeah, Friday. Did I go with Bishop Friday night? Or was that Saturday night? I think it was Friday night. Yeah, so we went with Bishop, me and, Elder Hill. We were going to try to see meet with a family that it was kind of crazy. Like, me and Elder Chandler were walking on the street, and this guy just pulls up in, like, a taxi, just rolls down his window, and he's like, "Hey, elders," and like, in Argentina you got to be a little, like, cautious of people. And so we were just kind of like, "Wait, what?" And then he started talking to us, and he's like, "Hey, my family really needs help. Can you, like, come over or whatever?" So we went over, and then did all, like, we tried to go over with Bishop, and it was just me and Elder Hill, but we weren't able to because they weren't home. So that was fun. Typical Argentina. No. Let's see, and then, yeah, it was really awesome because the night before we had a correlation meeting with our, one of the, like, stake people that's from the stake that's, like, in charge of missionary work. It was really awesome. We're trying to do, like, Noche de Hogar, which is, like, something we can do to, like, it's like a family home evening of the ward that we can find more people to contact and get more references, because we don't have, like, any references. And so that's awesome. So we started working with that, and then we were able to talk with Bishop Friday night, me and Elder Hill, and we were able to convey, like, what we needed to do, and he was really accepting of it, and it was awesome. It was really great. I'm just, like, so surprised. The gift of tongues has to be real, because I was, like, understanding what he was saying, and me and Elder Hill were able to do the things we needed to, and then, yeah. So then, let's see. Saturday, we were still on our intercambio, and in the morning, we had the cita with Mirta, which is the name of the hermana that we saw on the street, that me and Elder Arajo saw on the street. And it was awesome because we were able to go and talk to her, and she was really interested. She has a daughter that had, like, a Book of Mormon, and I couldn't tell if, like, she was saying that her daughter's a member or what, but she has a friend who's serving in Peru, I think. Peru? I don't know. So it was really awesome. We were able to have, like, a really awesome first, lesson one, with her, and she was really receptive. She wants us to come back next Sunday or Saturday and share more about that, and so that'll be fun. She's awesome. So we've got another investigator too, which will be great. And then this next time I'll actually have Elder Chandler with me, so he'll be able to understand what she's saying. Let's see. So the rest of Saturday was pretty chill. We were just looking for more of our Antigos. We were able to find somebody, one of our Antigos, whose mom was like kind of interested, and then told us where the daughter or the son lived. We went and saw where the son lived, and he didn't live there, so I don't know, but we're gonna go visit the mom again because she seems pretty cool. And then Sunday we had church. Fun. But it was awesome because we were able on Sunday last night, we were able to find another investigator. This one, he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in like really anything, and he's just kind of like lost right now. And he's like, I don't really want to gain anything from our conversations, but we're like, well, you know what? We can help you out, help you feel more happiness in your life. And he's like, okay, yeah, you guys can keep coming, but like, just know I don't believe in anything that you're probably going to tell me. And we're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to rely on the Spirit. But yeah, it was great. We got two new investigators this week, and we've been contacting like crazy and working our butts off, and it's been fun. But yeah, so still working hard. We figured out how to make breadsticks. That was good. I tried making donuts this morning, and that was decent. Didn't work out as good as I wanted, but we'll have to fix that. But yeah, I mean, everything's going awesome. Still living the dream, that's for sure. Well, I don't really have much else to say. This one will be kind of a short one because we have to be cleaning up our bench because we have transfers this weekend, and so we gotta like deep clean to prepare for that. So I hope I get to stay here because Tolosa's awesome. I love it here. It's like there's just so much that we can do to progress the work here, and it's all working out, and it's just starting to come together. And so it would really stink if I got transferred, but I think because I'm in training, I'll at least be here another transfer, which will be great because I'll be able to see, you know, the fruits of our labors, the things that are starting to move into motion because of the steps we're taking and the steps that the leadership is taking. And I'm excited. Well, I hope you all are doing awesome, and I love y'all, and have a great week. I'll talk to you more next week. Oh, wait, yeah, actually, I'll talk to you in person next week. Dope. Yeah, I'll have to email you all of the information about that, but it's going to be awesome. I have an hour, I think, so. Yes! I'm super pumped. Can't wait to see you guys' faces. Well, I love y'all, and I'll talk to you more next week. Love you.